does trash talking work?
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. Today, I wanted to talk about, this is kind of a second in a series that we're doing having to do with manipulation through marketing and just in general manipulation of human beings. It just happens, it's automatic, and understanding these elements of human behavior allow you to communicate with people better in your marketing and also to not fall into a lot of the traps that people tend to fall into when you're dealing with trying to get people to do what you want them to do, which is what marketing and sales is about. You're trying to encourage people to do a certain thing, and hopefully it's a good thing, but it makes no difference whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. The same principles in place. And so what I'm going to talk about is trash talking. Trash talking in sports is a model for something. It's a model for intimidation. It's a model for getting attention. It's a model for outrageousness. And it happens on so many different levels with humans. But sports is just an obvious place. And one of the most obvious places, I've got a book here. I've shown it before. This is a really good book by Bob Zemuda on Andy Kaufman. Andy Kaufman was a comedian in the 70s and 80s who really got into, he always enjoyed the theatrics of the whole thing and was very much a performance artist. And he enjoyed like professional wrestling before professional wrestling really went mainstream in the 80s and 90s. And he got into the trash talk persona and able to really put it out there. And it's what professional wrestling is known for. American professional wrestling is known for. You would not have maybe a third or a half of the entire performance that happens is this back and forth trash talking, which is just intimidation, outrageousness, making outrageous statements. And you see it in the most extreme form there, but you also see it on a level of professional sports when we're talking about Muhammad Ali, one of the best trash talkers of all time in terms of just saying these outrageous statements about how great he was, about how he was going to destroy the other person. And in almost a poetic way, he would get away with this outrageous talk, and people loved it. They enjoy it. They love hearing it. They know it's partially a game. It's partially just a process. But at the same time, there's an intimidation factor that happens. So when I played I played football in high school, same thing would occur. You'd have some guy on the other side of the field, and I was a lineman, and so you'd have some guy on the other side just saying the most outrageous things about your mother and everything else just to intimidate, just to get you to react, which is what we talked a lot about yesterday, about that reaction factor. There has to be a reaction at some point. Either you're reacting to them or they're reacting to you, or you're able to stand outside of that game and not play it. But there tends to be a reaction back and forth, and the person that is reacting is losing to the person that is causing the reaction to happen, that is provoking the reaction. And so that's what you see in professional sports over and over again. You see it even to the point that it bleeds over into entertainment in terms of, you know, the Rocky movies. Every person Rocky's ever been against has been a provoker. You know, the Apollo Creed and Mr. T's character and all the rest, they're all these outrageous trying to get the other person's goat, so to speak. And the whole thing is it works. The reason why they trash talk is because it works. It really brings something out of the other side. It causes either resentment or at the very least annoyance. And if you're able to get the other person annoyed, you've gained something over them. And so you see this even used in advertising. One of the most brightest examples or outrageous examples was, let me see if I've got, it's just random that I'm pulling this stuff out because I'm trying to remember names and seeing if I have any great pictures here. Billy Mays. I don't know if you remember Billy Mays. He used to do these OxyClean commercials. Here's a whole chapter about him. Really good book, Buy Now. That's a good one. But there's a whole chapter all about Billy Mays and his persona. This outrageous, in-your-face, loud, obnoxious person. It gets attention. It gets a reaction. I know this is driving a bunch of people crazy that I just made my shelf go sideways. I will put it back to normal. Don't worry. But I wanted to see if I had a good explanation. This is all off the cuff. I don't have anything to show you right there. But Billy Mays was this outrageous character. He didn't trash talk, but in a sense, he would get people reacting. And you have to have a little bit of that somewhere in your marketing. You have to cause some form of, you've got to cause people to stop in their thought process and come over to you and listen to what you have to say. Even in its most mild way, there has to be some form of reaction for you to be able to move forward. This is how people conversate. In its most extreme, you get situations to where you have people taking over countries like Hitler. I mean, Hitler, the outrageousness, the cartoony behavior of Hitler, it's no accident. And it's no accident that a lot of the outrageous dictators through time all have these crazy movements and everything else. It's all this game of back and forth of reacting and causing a reaction. And that it, on its worst case scenario, it causes a control faction. But in its best case scenario, in its very subtle scenario, you just have a back and forth and human beings learning how to interact with each other. The problem is we don't talk about it very often. And so a lot of people get steamrolled by outrageous characters and outrageous people because they just don't know how to handle it. But in its lightest place, like in sports, is a great place to be able to see it. You see how it works out over time and how it annoys people and also propels these characters up into infamy and into fame just because of little subtle things that they do. Which first started to annoy people or to get attention, and then it became something much bigger. And I'm going to have a perfect example of it tomorrow. So come back tomorrow, and I'm going to get back to the example that Brad mentioned to me last week, and we're going to get into that tomorrow. So come back then. In the meantime, go check out my book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. You get a free copy, at least for now, over at amazonproofbook.com. You have a great night. Get out there and let the magic happen.